is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free, and you can listen live on your phone. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is producing the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. Rich Sheevan's with us, and he's the author of One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Very, very well. Hey, Rich, you know, the off-grid living lifestyle of today, I would like to contrast that with off-grid living of 100 years ago. And if we did, the tools of today put us in a pretty comfortable lifestyle, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. The tools and technologies are here, folks. It's real easy to do. In fact, when I started off-grid living with my solar array, I was the first person to admit that I was not an expert. In fact, I don't even consider myself an expert right now. I just did a little research. I hired a specific person to set up my solar array, and away I went.
All right, so let's talk about that. When you decided to go off-grid, that meant that the utility company would not be providing you electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And you were responsible, if you wanted electricity, you'd be responsible for generating it yourself through either solar power or wind power or gasoline or propane or diesel generator, right?
That's correct.
Okay. What did you decide to do, and what went into that thought process?
Well, the first thing I did, I researched, folks, what my alternatives were. First of all, wind is not used as often as solar, and the main reason is you have to be in an extremely windy location to make it work. Wind is not real efficient. Now, hydro, it could be an option if you have a certain amount of water volume dropping in a certain amount of time to get your amps, but very few people, especially with government regulations, have that ability. So solar was really my only choice regarding the amps and volts I wanted to bank in my system. Now, from February 1st this year, I did not have to run my generator. I only run my generator for about maybe 3 months tops to supplement my solar. So from February 1st on through probably end of October, I'm going to get free energy, free electricity.
Okay, now when you say that you don't have to run your generator very much, what do you mean by that? Now, some people are probably thinking that you're saying 24 hours a day. That's not the case.
No, not at all. Because what you want to do is you want to have the ability to store your energy, okay? And that's why you want to look at the unit of measure, folks, for alternative energy is amp hours. A lot of people use how much watts they have in their solar panels. Some people use the size of the generator. Amp hours is really what is relevant. And I have only a 675 amp hour system. It's very small compared to a lot of off-grid people, but we don't use a lot of energy. We don't have big screen TVs. We don't have a lot of modern appliances. We have personal computers and You know, they take very little amperage or volts to run, and it really is quite simple. It's analogous to picking a tomato or a cucumber in the garden or catching a trout. It's about self-sufficiency. You know, you go into your solar room, and then you see voltage being banked, amps being banked, and then all of a sudden, in a couple of hours, this time of year, you're at 100% of capacity, and it's a wonderful feeling.
Let me see if I've got this right. So you have a room that has some batteries, and you've got a solar charger, charge controller, and you've got some metering equipment that will tell you how many volts, how many amperes of charge are being applied to this battery bank. And then outside you've got some solar panels that are aimed toward the sun so that they're aimed at the sun most of the day. Is that right?
That's correct. I have batteries, okay. Solar panels, a solar controller, a trimetric, a DC disconnect, and an inverter and a generator all wired in unison. And that sounds complicated, but it really isn't. We use lead acid batteries, which are basically what you're familiar with your automobile. Instead of using shallow cycle, we use deep cycle. And what that means that it's meant to supply a large amount of amps in a short period of time, where the car or pickup is meant to create a short amount of time, but a large current, and that's why it's shallow cycle to start your engine.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right. So you're talking about typical marine-type batteries, right? The deep cycle batteries.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And they're very inexpensive. I bought T-105s. Now, let me put all this in perspective, folks. My whole system cost me $15,000 with the professional to hook it up. If I brought in electricity with the local electric company, it would cost me $40,000. I hope I'm repetitive on that part. I mean, the math was a no-brainer. The technology is a no-brainer, and you don't need to be an expert. And you look at everything that's happening in America today, folks. You look at, you know, there's a lot of taxation going on through non-politically correct approved energy. Electricity is 50% coal, propane and natural gas. Even though we have tons of natural gas here, it's not even being harvested. Oil is always going to be out there because of the money. Basically, it's going to be a big cost shifting, and the burden's going to be on the middle class. Whether you have to pay for Obamacare, government pensions that are $5 trillion in the hole, welfare, it doesn't matter. The middle class is going to pay a large amount of their disposable income for the energy sources that are out there. So the more self-sufficient we could be, the better off we will be in the long run. And it really is a lesson in frugality and discipline at the same time.
And that's a really important point that you're making, that, you know, when you are generating your electricity and you are banking that electricity in storage batteries, in your storage battery room, you have what you have. And if you want to use what you've generated from the sun during the day, you've stored that up, and if you want to use that in the evening, if you're wasteful, well, you could run out. And then you'll have to start your generator to supplement that. But if you're frugal, you can get by if you design your system appropriately. And, Rich, I'd like to share this with you. Yesterday, I took a quick look at a survey that was offered to electric power utility company customers in Virginia. And the survey says, geez, we'd love to help you save money. Would you like to get a $60 refund on your annual electric bill? All you have to do is complete the survey. What kind of appliances do you have? How often do you use them? How many people are in your home? And what they really want to know is, what kind of stuff do you have hooked up to the power grid in your home? And they also say that, you know, we'll give you this $60 if you allow us to put a switch on your air conditioning system. And then they go on to say, you know, what will happen is it will only shut off the compressor when we determine that we need to do that. So we'll shut off your cooling capability, but don't worry, you can still circulate that already cool air you have in your home. We're just going to stop the compressor from creating cold that blows across your coils. What I'm saying is the electric companies are now enticing people with a $60 refund to have the electric company disconnect at their will whenever they want cooling system. So we are losing our independence just by accepting that $60 refund. And what happens is they say it's quick, it's easy, and all you have to do is just sign up on the internet. So you're going the other way. You're saying you want to be in total control, and what's happening is the power grid, the utility companies, are trying to get remove control from the customers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In fact, when you look at how the powers to be are changing people's opinions in this country, folks, it's basically being done most of the time through threats, intimidation, bribery, blackmail, or shaming people into conformity. And basically, this is just force and fear. And the specific example in alternative energy, like Vince just discussed, is basically being done through what's called smart meters. Basically, people are disgusted with smart meters being installed in their homes. And basically, what a smart meter is going to show the powers to be is basically everything that you do in your house, what appliances you use, when you're home, when you're not home. And then don't forget there's negative health impacts from their signals. So if you want to, again, I use this term often in the book, on radio shows. The middle class, especially, is losing the ability to control their own destiny. And if you look at the fact that 90% of us live in urban, suburban America, everything from municipal water to being forced to be on the power grid, et cetera, all these behaviors are going through cost-shifting processes. And they are taking the disposable income from hard-working middle-class Americans. And if you can move out to the country, especially find land that does not have the corporate electric grid on it, this is the perfect, perfect time to do so because the technology and the information is there.
I totally agree. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. Rich Shevins, our instructor for today. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about off-grid living with Rich Sheehan. Rich, I looked up the T105 batteries, and they're a 6-volt lead-acid battery. And I believe you said that you have about $15,000 invested in your electric system. Does that include everything, the generator, the fuel tank, and everything, or is that just the solar component with the batteries and the inverter and the charge controller?
That includes everything. In fact, the batteries cost me about $1,500. I have 225 amp hour batteries. Basically, they're wired in three strings of four, and that's how I get my 675 amp hour system. So the batteries are so inexpensive today, and I should get a 10-year shelf life out of the 12 6-volt batteries, which are the two 105s you just mentioned, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you have a 24-volt system. Am I reading that properly?
That is correct.
Okay. So what you've done is you've taken four batteries, four of these 6-volt batteries, put them in series, and six plus six plus six plus six equals 24 volts, and then you have three times that array in parallel. So you have three strings of four batteries, each string being 24 volts, going into your inverter. And now let's talk about what kinds of devices can you run on your inverter power generation system.
I can run pretty much anything. I have my cabin wired for 120. Basically, everybody knows about 110, but 120 is, you know, basically what most newer homes are wired at. And if I need anything that's 240 or 220, I just run my generator for a couple minutes. So all my power tools or anything I need, which is very infrequent, I just run the generator for. So I don't have to wire my home for 240 volts. It's not hard to do. I can get an electrician come in here and in half an hour wire it. I just choose not to. I just want to keep everything real simple. So every appliance, I mean, we can run a hairdryer, we can run irons, we have our computers, we have lights, we use either CFL bulbs or LDLs, Everything. I mean,
LED
you
lighting.
Name it. Everything. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got it all, Vince. I mean, we choose not to have everything, but we can have as much. I know people who have 48-volt systems. Now, you can have either 12, 24, or 48-volt system. I have a very small system, again, only 675 amp hours. I know people, I was just communicating with someone from Arizona a few days ago who has a 3,300 amp hour system. It all depends on your appliances, your big screen TVs, if you want to have a water heater, pressure tank, you know, it depends on your lifestyle. And what you need to do is look at your lifestyle and figure out the size of your system according to your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So $1,500 in batteries doesn't seem all that unreasonable. So where was the big cost? What drove it up to $15,000?
Well, that's a combination of basically everything, which were my batteries, my solar panels, my solar controller, the trimetric, the DC disconnect, the inverter and the generator, and the professional to hook it up. I mean, when you look at the fact that it would cost $40,000 for me to hire my local electric company to bring in power, versus the $15,000 to have my own power source, that's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And if you are frugal, you're not even looking at an electric bill that probably almost everybody in the country has. You don't get one of those, do you?
No, I do not get one. In fact, let's take this to... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, that probably seems quite foreign to just about everybody listening to this class.
Well, it does, because we've been indoctrinated as a nation to forget a lot of the old-time skills, living below your means, knowing the fine line between needs and wants. And I know we have discussed this on a previous show before, but let me put this to a different level, okay, for your listeners. Remember this past winter we had the East Coast had a bunch of snow and ice storms, and then there was Hurricane Sandy before that. And then Hurricane Katrina down south, and then the Transformers being shot out in California several months ago. There were people in this country, Vince, that were out of power for months and months and months. I mean, this stops commerce, this stops communication, this stops basically every matter of living that America's used to, from freezers to refrigeration to running water. Everything stops. So, you know, we don't have that issue.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It almost seems unnatural not getting that electric bill, but I'll tell you what. I'll bet you get used to it very, very quickly. I haven't had a mortgage on a property since the late 1980s. So I don't get a mortgage bill. And I don't have to pay mortgage payments. And I don't have car payments. So that doesn't arrive either. And I'll tell you what, I really like the idea of not having an electric bill. And Rich Sheban's with us, and he was talking about smart meters. And I am so outraged with the deployment of these smart meters that I'm running for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Cooperative in our community. And I suggest that you get involved if you have an electric co-op and you are connected to the grid and if you want to stop the smart meter deployment. And if you want to give people the opportunity to opt out of the smart meters that you run for office and make your influence count. Rich, I'm impressed with what you've been able to accomplish. I really am. And I've got your book, and we've done many classes here on the broadcast classroom about off-grid living and your lifestyle. let's take a minute and talk about the ladies in our lives, okay? Maybe they might have, as they're listening to this, a little bit of hesitation. Let's talk about water. How do you get water in your cabin? And it's almost in the middle of nowhere, your cabin in Montana. How do you get water? And let's talk about showers. How does that all work?
Oh, we keep everything extremely simple. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I do these shows, is because I'm trying to give ideas and solutions so people can simplify their lives to control their own destiny, especially financially and economically. What we do is we have for my girlfriend, Karen, we have a clawfoot tub, and we have an Amish wood cook stove that has an attached 24-gallon hot water reservoir. So I plumbed the reservoir. So I just basically hit a knob, and it goes into a bucket, and I walk the bucket over to the clawfoot tub, and she takes a bath. And as far as showers, I just take solar shower bag that you can buy at any hunting, camping department store for $15, and it holds 4 gallons, and I hold it. I have a nail that it sits on over the tub on one of my logs, and I just conform the tub to a shower, and I do a gravity feed, and that's how I take my shower. It's real simple. And what we'll do to bring water into the cabin is every 2 weeks we will use a garden hose and attach it to my spigot outside, and fill the 200-gallon water tank, which is a gravity feed, into the sink, and that's how we wash our dishes after we pour boiling water over the dishes and we wash them by hand the old-fashioned way. So we can – I want to make it perfectly clear, folks. I could easily have – I know of a bed and breakfast that has a 24-volt system, and they just have like little more than double the amp hours that we have. They live in very high off-grid. They're off-grid. They live in a very high elevation, so they're above the clouds most of the winter, and they get plenty of solar. So it all depends on your location. It depends on your voltage system, especially your amp-hour system. You can conform your lifestyle to your appliances however you want to do it. If you need a hot water heater, if you need a pressure tank, if you need interior pipes, I did a lot of research. I wanted to be as frugal as possible. I wanted to keep my lifestyle as simple as possible. And I just didn't want to deal with the chances of, I mean, look how many people, I'll give you one example. We know somebody who went away on a European vacation, and I can't remember who it was, flushed the toilet right before they left out the door. Well, the $15 piece malfunctioned, flooded their whole house. Their drywall was like a big old wick. They had mold and mildew issues. They had a fight with the insurance company for a year and a half before any. I mean, it was a total disaster. It was just nothing but stress. So what we are trying to do is keep things simple so we can avoid all the catastrophes that come along with modern appliances, like dishwashers, like the freezer, the refrigerator hookup now, where you can get water out of refrigerators. There's so many things that go wrong. We wanted to simplify our life to prevent those catastrophes from happening.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's why when we started this broadcast, I mentioned that you have a lot of comforts today that in the off-grid living scenario as compared to 100 years ago. Rich, even in the studio where I'm broadcasting in Missouri right now, I was concerned that I would be disconnected from the power grid through storms and at the whim of the distribution company or whoever wants to shut me down. So I built an emergency backup system that automatically transfers. It transfers so fast that the computers can't even tell that the power has been turned off and I'm running on emergency power. And what I've done is something very similar to what you've done, but I haven't hooked up my solar panel nor my wind turbine yet. But should the power fail, I'm good for the two-hour broadcast with all the computers and monitors and mixers and, you know, electronic equipment in the studio right now. So I'm good for 2 hours. And that is built on a 184 ampere hour system. So, you know, smaller than one-third of the size that you're running. But I've got a lot of equipment running. So, yes, it can be done. And it can be done very, very inexpensively. How long did it take for you to get used to living frugally and watching your power meter to see in your battery room how much available current you had left? How long did it take to get used to that?
Well, it didn't take long at all. Most people will recommend, you know, go below 50% of your power. I say try not to reduce your power in your batteries more than 20%. So I try to stay pretty diligent on that, and that's going to keep my battery capacity strong, my shelf life of my batteries long. And, you know, when you were mentioning a backup, you know, I just have to take a little tangent, because how many times I've heard personally military generals and Homeland Security representatives representing how fragile our America's electric grid really has become. And it could be through cyber terrorism, it could be an EMP or an electromagnetic pulse, it could be solar or man-made. I mean, let's face it, folks, most urban and suburban grocery stores stock food for a mere 3 days. So, you know, just from, if you're a plan B type of person, if you're a person who thinks with foresight, if you're a person who wants to try to control a little more of your own destiny, just think how much sense an alternative power energy source really makes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. What kind of a generator did you select, and do you know the size of it?
Yes. It's a Honda Engine 7,000-watt generator. And I use synthetic oil, and I'm very diligent in changing the oil. I probably change it about, if I had to guess, maybe 5 times a year, maybe 4. I don't know. But once it starts getting discolored, I change it. And if you take care of your generator, there's a good chance you can keep your generator your whole life.
Mm-hmm. So that's gasoline powered or propane?
I chose gasoline because all my tools are gasoline. My chainsaw, my wood splitter, my UTV, which is basically an ATV that's a side-by-side seat. You know, everything I use is gas, so I chose to stick with one source. Now, I know people who have diesel generators, who have propane generators. It's up to you.
Right. I have a diesel generator, but the reason that I have diesel is because diesel, I know I can store it for 10 years. And we have diesel-powered farm equipment, so I need diesel on the farm. And I was able to buy a military surplus diesel generator air-cooled for $1,500. It will run the whole farm. It will even run the air conditioner if I need it to. I mean, I'm talking about central air. I do not have an electric stove, and I do not have electric hot water heat. We have wood hot water heat, and we have wood hot water for, you know, cooking and bathing and so forth. And we have a two-cylinder military generator, air-cooled, for generating power if we need to. But what I don't have now is I have the inverters, but I don't have the battery bank to run the whole house. So that's next. So I need to hook up the battery bank expand the battery bank, I should say, hook up the wind turbine, and I have solar panels. I need to get some more of them. So I'm partially the way there, and I need to fully deploy that. So I'm going in the direction that you're going. The only thing that's different is the gasoline-powered generator versus the diesel-powered generator.
Right. And it's all personal.
Have you considered switching to propane, getting the adapter kit to bring that Honda generator to run on propane?
You know what? And I could. But I need gas for my chainsaw, for my UTV, for my vehicle, for my wood splitter.
Right.
So I'm probably going to stick to gas because I use so little of it because we are very frugal. And, you know, I don't use my generator much, just, you know, a little bit in the winter. You know, keep in mind, too, folks, just a little hint. When you live off-grid and you have a solar array, they recommend that you get your batteries to full charge every 7 to 8 days. So figure once a week is when you have to really fill your batteries to full. That's not that hard to do. And that's why you should figure out how big of a battery system you need compared to your lifestyle. And this way you don't get one that's too big or too small.
When we come back, let's talk about two things, do's and don'ts. And if you had an unlimited supply of money for your off-grid living lifestyle, what, if anything, would you change? Rich Sheban, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you take God,
take my... When you go to the season, for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheevan's with us. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. Rich, we've got two callers on hold right now. Very quickly before we take our callers, if you had unlimited money, what would you change, if anything, in terms of your off-grid living style?
In fact, I've been asked this question before. If I had, if $1 billion fell into my lap, mm-hmm. I would not change my lifestyle at all. I love my lifestyle, and the best benefit I have with my lifestyle, Vince, is things like what we're doing now. I'm getting to help people and getting people to think outside the box.
It's really fun, isn't it? I have the same answer. If $1 billion fell in my lap, which, of course, it wouldn't because I don't play the lottery, I wouldn't change anything either. Michael from New York, you're on with Rich Sheevan.
Morning, welcome. Vincent and Rich. Guys, I tuned in a little late. But a great conversation, and I'm building my own various solar generators within the next couple months, small, medium, and large size for different capacities and portabilities. I don't know if you mentioned for everybody listening that when you're on this kind of system, to keep it efficient with your energy consumption along with the appliances, LED light bulbs are the way to go. And last, Vincent, real quick, if you're interested, you can get back to me later, but a few number of years ago in the Mother Earth magazine, I had the edition because I couldn't believe it. There was a farmer from this area in New Paltz with a tractor, solar-powered.
Wow. I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like
sure.
to see that because it takes an enormous amount of energy to do farm work. That sounds great, Mike. Michael, if you can... if you can send me some information about that on in an email, I'd appreciate it. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Okay, we've got Sharon from Montana. You're on with Rich Sheevan.
Yeah, I'm Vincent. I thought I'd just give my input. We've been off-grid about almost 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really find it that difficult. You just have to be a little intentional about your living. We have a little more of a system than Merck does. We have on-demand hot water, and then we have a tank that we fill up, and then we run our water from that. So my house runs normal. I can run anything. And I haven't really noticed any problem. The only thing is we have to know where the battery power level is so that when our teenage daughter was home, she thought she couldn't live without a curling iron. And so we just had to make sure there was enough power. She had to go start the generator, okay? But I don't think it's that much different, except that you just have to kind of be aware of your power usage. And I always thought it was really fascinating that you could live with power from just the sun and not have to pay an electric bill myself.
So, absolutely fascinating. And Rich, what are your thoughts?
No, Sharon, that was very well put. It's it really is a mindset. In fact, one of the dues that Vince was going to ask me, it really is a mindset, off-grid living. It's a way, it's about ideas and solutions to simplify your life. And too many people are defeating themselves before they even start. You know, I can't do this, or I can't do the research here, or there's too much work. It really is so simple, isn't it?
It is simple, really. It is. And it's so doable. And I personally really like it. I mean, there are a few limitations, you know, but there's limitations in life no matter what you do. Getting a big electric bill is also a limitation, you know. So
let me ask you a point.
I don't really think it's that complicated, but you do have to pick what type of lifestyle you want. We don't use a lot of electricity. Some people would want more. Mm-hmm. We have a propane refrigerator instead. You know, I personally didn't want to live real primitive. We did that for a little while in Alaska, and I decided I didn't want to be quite that primitive. But I do like this lifestyle, and it's very, very workable, even here, because we're in Montana, too. So
let me ask you a question, and I'll ask Rich the same question. If you had a TV, would you leave it on and fall asleep watching television?
No, we do have a TV. We're not hooked up to regular TV. We have one of those little strips that you can just turn off and on. You know what I mean? So we don't.
Right, that's what we do here.
It's
yeah, power strip. Rich, same question. If you had a TV, would you fall asleep watching TV, or would you be concerned about the wasting of electricity?
Well, as you know, we don't have television. I don't like television. It's just so much liberal propaganda. It's more stress to me. So I would never fall asleep watching television because I just don't have the time to watch television in the first place.
There you go. There you go. Sharon, thanks so much for being with us. Rich Sheban, thanks so much for a great broadcast teaching us about off-grid living. I think it's worth a serious look, class, and especially if you can buy a property that doesn't have electricity on it. Coming up, Aaron Dakins. Thanks so much, Rich Sheban.
Hi, Dr. Harley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.